Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Were you able to determine if there's balance in your life? Are you satisfied with the results? Or did you decide that changes are in order for you to reach your goals? May I start with setting the record straight, as there were some concerns over my approach in achieving a balanced life. To me, balance is the end result of constant action in each of the important areas in your life. Thoughts without actions can only carry you so far, and at some point, action must be taken to reach any goal. You may choose to use leverage or direct participation. At the end of the day, action is what matters most. Even if you find that you are not on your chosen path, action will help you gain valuable experience that may pay huge dividends later in your journey. Your perspective of balance is what determines your actions. Please understand that others may think and say that your balance of priorities are in the wrong areas, but only you have the master blueprint and know exactly where you're going. Who was it that said, "You become what you think about all day long"? When you're giving constant attention to anything in your life, your actions will become automatic. And if your real intention is to achieve your goals, it'll happen. I recently read a quote, and I think it applies here. Quote, "What you want to be eventually, you must be every day. With practice, the quality of your deeds get down into your soul." End quote. Living your dream life is not a passing fancy, nor is it a midlife crisis. It's a journey of making choices to have the life that you truly want. Some of the options may appear to be small and insignificant, and others may give you the feeling that the whole world is riding on your shoulders. Are you thinking, what's the determining factor? When you look at your current life and realize that there is more to life than what you're living day in and day out, you will find the time to make plans and start your journey. Living a dream life may not be right for you, and that choice is entirely yours. But keep in mind the classic definition of insanity: doing the same things over and over while expecting different results. Did you make a list of the things that you're grateful for? Does the prospect of adding dreams, fun, and excitement to your life get your heart pumping and bring a smile to your face? If so, then living a dream life is something you may want to strive for each and every day. You may find peace, joy, and happiness. There are moments of utter amazement and joy, moments of reflection and disbelief, and moments when you can be extremely grateful for the people that have come into your life. When you look back and remember the many small changes that helped make your fantastic dream life possible, you will understand the importance of making decisions and taking action. You were asked last show to promise that you would take some time to relax and listen to a loved one. Did you keep that promise? How many new ideas did you think of during your relaxation period? And the big question is, how much time did you spend relaxing? For me, it was a complete afternoon, and I completed a brain dump just before relaxing. If you're not familiar with the term brain dump, it's where you write everything down that comes to your mind without attempting to see if it makes any sense or not. There are no right or wrong thoughts, so any ideas that pop into your mind are captured in writing. Removing the clutter from your brains make room for a fresh outlook at the world, and more often than not, brings new solutions to nagging questions. What did you discover during your relaxation period? Now, for the hard question, did you really practice listening to a loved one? After more than an hour of listening, I came to the following conclusions that we both know and somehow seem to forget. 1. Just listening adds value because it shows you care about what's happening in someone else's life. And two, it helps you appreciate sharing your life with others. When you spend time listening to your kids, the results are often 5 times more beneficial because they most often really want and need your attention. May I ask you this question? Are the goals for your dream life written in ink and placed where you can see them every day? If you answered yes, you've taken the most important step to having a life that you truly want. Any other answer means that you have work to do. And thinking about getting around to writing your goals is just plain unacceptable. How important is your life to you? I must admit, sometimes it's easier for others to see our potential than it is for us to see and believe in ourselves. If your thoughts are, "I'm very important to me," and your actions say otherwise, you may want to listen to the advice of someone who sees your real potential. Ask them to help you write your goals and to hold you accountable for taking actions. Too many times, we men make promises to ourselves and to follow up with actions. How many things are on your to-do list that somehow never gets done? If you're smiling, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and there's no better time than now to make the decision to change at this very instant. Start with setting your goals, and they can be as small or as large as you'd like. Living your dream life and sharing how others can do the same just happens to be one of my goals. Set your goals and make your plans on how to achieve them. Just like listing the things that you are grateful for, make time and be clear on the steps you're going to take. If goal setting is new to you, don't expect to have it perfect on the first attempt or expect to get it done in 10 minutes. Give yourself some time to really think about what would bring you the greatest amount of pleasure and write it down. Make a permanent record to hold yourself accountable. Now is the perfect time. This is one step which leads to the journey for the rest of your life. There will still be moments of doubts, fears, joys, pains, and laughter, as all of them are part of life. You will also find new confidence, new skills, new awareness of opportunities, and the path to your fantastic dream life. Making the decision will bring clarity and focus to the things that are required to make this journey. You will also find many of the things and people you need along the way. So start now, make your plans, and take immediate action. For those of us that have had our goals and plans mapped out and life got in the way, evaluate where you are and set a new course to reaching your goals. Now, when I say life got in the way, here are a few examples. You've lost your job. You're dealing with foreclosure and or bankruptcy. Or maybe you're going through a divorce or any other things that happen in as part of life. The rosy world that you once enjoyed has been turned upside down, and it may be extremely hard for you to focus on what's most important. Understand that you are not alone, and if you don't have friends and family to turn to, know that our Men Power Network is here for you. It's okay to have down days, but don't let the down days lead into down weeks and down months. Tackle whatever you're dealing with head on and know that you make the decisions for the rest of your life. Is it okay if I share a quick story with you? Last week, I met Tom, who was in a wheelchair, and we had a most wonderful conversation. After talking with him and seeing the world for a few minutes through his eyes, I appreciated my life even more. Tom has not always been in a wheelchair and admitted how much of an emotional battle he had before accepting his limitations. Tom not only had to learn to use a wheelchair, but also had to learn new skills because he was laid off from his job. He quickly made the decision to continue living and not turn into the handicap that most people see when they look at his wheelchair. Tom shared with me that since he made that decision, he has seen more handicaps with two good legs and a healthy body that it's unreal. In his opinion, these people have chosen to be handicapped simply because they feel the world owes them something and are not willing to work for what they want. They whine, moan, and groan about their circumstances rather than developing a plan of action and getting busy. As he rolled away, he shouted back and said, "You only have to make the choice." What choices have you made? I invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we open our network to you. I look forward to hearing about your successes, experiences, and challenges. Send your comments and ideas and suggestions to www.menpowerradio.com. That's www.menpowerradio.com. Until next time, stay cool under pressure and remember, you are never alone. I leave you with this thought. I am willing to face new challenges and to learn new skills. I am not afraid to ask for help and understand that I have everything I need right now to be successful. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Live Like There's No Tomorrow. Enjoy life. Have fun.